Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Luke, chapter 5 and verse 4. When Jesus met Peter, he said, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets." My dear brothers and sisters, Apostle Peter had fished all night without catching a thing. Then Jesus told him, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets." Peter explained that the fish weren't biting, but added, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Verse 5. Notice the difference. Jesus said nets, plural, but Peter said net, singular. Jesus had a far greater catch in mind than Peter was prepared for. That night they caught so many fish that the net broke. Why? Because Peter's preparation was smaller than God's provision. When we think small, we prepare small. Yet scripture says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20 says that. You may have the right amount of power from God, but still miss out because of lack of preparation. Blessings require capacity. I say that again. Blessings require capacity. If you're not ready, the very success you desire could overwhelm you. And God promises to open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Malachi 3:10 talks about that. The question is, are you expanding your capacity or are you settling for the status quo? You say you want to grow in your career. Are you upgrading your skills, working diligently, and learning new strategies? You say you want deeper ministry impact. Are you studying, praying, and serving faithfully? God can give you more, but you must be prepared for more. Hallelujah. So the question is, how can we apply this word to our lives? I'll give you some pointers. Number one, think bigger than your current situation. God's vision for your life is greater than your own. Number two, prepare for the blessing you're asking for. That is, expand your skills, your knowledge, and faith capacity. Number three, obey God even when it does not make sense. Trust His word over your current circumstances. Number four, be teachable and collaborative. Growth often comes through learning from others. Fifthly and lastly, expect abundance, but prepare responsibly. Faith without preparation limits the blessing. I say that again. Faith without preparation limits the blessing. Amen? Let's pray. Our Father, we want to say thank you, for you are a good God. You are a great God. You are a God of faith. O Lord, you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who operated in faith. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego operated in faith. Daniel operated in faith. Lord God Almighty, David and all the stalwarts in the Bible, they operated in faith. The major prophets and the minor prophets, they all operated in faith. Lord, forgive us for thinking small and preparing little. Help us to trust your word even when our circumstances seem empty. Expand our vision to see the greater plans you have for us, O God. Teach us to prepare diligently so that we can handle the blessings, O Lord, that you want to pour upon our lives. Abba Father, I pray that you'll remove fear and replace it with faith, O God. Help us to launch out into the deep, believing for greater things and ready to receive them in your name, O Master. Today, Lord, as your flock, they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters and the children who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I take authority over every demon of infirmity. I cast it out in Jesus' name. And Lord, I speak life, I speak health and strength and vigor and vitality and longevity unto your people in the name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you the praise, the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great big and a fantabulous day ahead of you. Bye for now.